Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom on the air. My name is Gabe, and I know that your English will improve today. But here's a question for you. Friends, do you have a problem with punctuality? It's kind of a big word. That's the idea of being on time. So, do you have a problem with being on time? Or is it no problem for you? Are you always on time? Maybe you're even early to events. Well, sometimes if people have a problem with punctuality, it's because they might be stressed in life. Here's the title of our lesson. 5 little ways to stop being stressed and start being on time. And here's a question for you to think about. According to our lesson, what simple rule will transform your life? What simple rule will transform your life? Well, I know that today's lesson will transform your life, and it's time for us to begin, so open up your magazines, and let's get started.
Five little ways to stop being stressed and start being on time. 1. Refuse to take on too much. Overscheduled people run the risk of being late because they squeeze more into their calendar than 24 hours will allow. One simple rule will transform your life. What can you scratch off the agenda before you begin today? What can you say no to in order to give your best to the stuff that matters? So decline, delete, reject that call with an unknown number. Say no thank you more than okay.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 首先我们看 stretch off 这个片语动词。Stretch 原本是指磕或者是刮。例如 my car was scratched when it was parked outside the factory. 我的车子停在工厂外面的时候被刮到了。如果是 scratch off 是指去掉或者是划除掉。例如 Teddy's name was scratched off from the waiting list for the basketball team.Teddy 的名字从篮球队的候补名单中被去掉了，或者是 Marion scratched off some items from her shopping list because she realized she didn't really need them. Marion 把购物清单中的某些项目划掉，因为她发现她真的不需要这些东西。接下来我们看的是 agenda。Agenda 是指行程，例如 Joyce shared her weekly agenda with her husband via an app. Joyce 用一种应用软体和先生共享他的每周行程。Agenda 也指代办事项，例如 Rachel put a physical exam at the top of her agenda. Rachel 把体检放在他的代办事项的第一要务。Agenda 也指会议流程，例如 The proposal for flexible working hours will be on the meeting agenda today. 弹性工时的提案会在今天的会议程中讨论。
Thanks so much, Michelle. All right, friends, let's jump right into this section here. We're learning some tips for how not to be stressed and how to be on time. So, Rebecca, tip number one?
Tip number one is refuse to take on too much. Are you the type of person that tends to take on too much?
Oh, that's a very good question. I think sometimes I can take on a lot. Well,Before we talk about this problem, let's talk about these words. To take on something. That means you agree to do something or you agree to be responsible for doing something.
For example, no matter how busy my dad is, he is always willing to take on a new project.
Really?
Yes, he really enjoys projects that involve his hands, specifically...fixing cars.
So does he also really enjoy helping other people? And maybe that's why he likes taking on a lot of stuff?
Yes, my dad loves helping other people. So he does enjoy taking on new projects. Now, me, on the other hand, I love doing projects. But if I feel too busy, I have no problem saying, no, I'm sorry, I can't take on that project right now.
Oh, so Rebecca, maybe this tip is not for you because you've already mastered this tip. You refuse to take on too much.
But somehow, life in Taiwan is still really busy. Even when I try not to be overscheduled, sometimes I still feel overscheduled.
Yeah.
I don't know how that happens. It just does.
Yeah, I think sometimes maybe if you know a certain kind of people, maybe they expect you to help out a little more, and so they ask you to do little things, but sometimes all those little things can add up and take up a lot of time. So our lesson here is talking about refusing to take on too much. Don't feel like you need to say yes to everything, right? Overscheduled people run the risk of being late because they squeeze more into their calendar than 24 hours will allow. Well, let's take a look at this phrase, to run the risk of something. That means to be in danger of something.
So let's say, for example, you've been late 5 or 6 times.
Mm-hmm.
If you are late again, you will definitely run the risk of being fired.
Ooh.
Or let's say it's really cold outside, it's snowing outside, okay? Maybe it's 4 degrees Celsius. If you go outside right now without a coat on, you will run the risk of getting sick.
Oh,
or you run the risk of getting sick.
Okay, good examples. Mm-hmm. Friends, think of another way to use this phrase. What might you run the risk of doing? Overscheduled people run the risk of being late. Sometimes I use the word overcommitted as well. You might be committed to too many things, and sometimes you might be overscheduled. You schedule too many things into your calendar. And we read here, it's because they squeeze more into their calendar than 24 hours will allow. Now, I usually think of the word squeeze like, Rebecca, give me your wrist for a minute. Let me just squeeze your wrist here. How's that feel?
Oh, yeah. No, it's okay. You don't want to squeeze my wrist too much because
it kind of hurts.
That starts to hurt.
Yeah, it starts to hurt.
So that's the idea, right?
Exactly. If you squeeze too much into your calendar, it's uncomfortable. Hello. Yes, I want to squeeze into the shot here with Rebecca as we talk about this phrase.
Okay, well, that reminds me, or this phrase sometimes, Gabe, actually reminds me of you.
What?
Because sometimes I feel like you try to squeeze in so much into one day, or into 1 hour. I don't know how you do it sometimes.
Yeah, maybe that's one of the reasons why I'm late sometimes. I try to squeeze a lot in. I really like this picture because it gives you the idea you're trying to squeeze so many things into one day. That's just one calendar date, right? How many things can you actually do in one day?
See, this is my philosophy. If you try to squeeze too many things into one day, you're never going to be able to give anybody or anything your full attention,
mm-hmm.
and you'll feel pulled in this direction and that direction, and nobody will ever think that they have your undivided attention.
That's right, because if you want to do something, you should be able to do it well with your full attention. So, let's continue here. Thank you for giving us your full attention. One simple rule will transform your life. What can you scratch off the agenda before you begin today?
What can you say no to in order to give your best to the stuff that matters? So, decline, delete, reject that call with an unknown number. Say, no thank you, more than okay.
Hey, I just did that earlier today. I did not pick up the phone because I didn't recognize that phone number.
And I was so proud of you for doing that, Gabe.
I hope it was nobody important.
Yeah, probably not.
Well,
anyway, friends, right now it's time for us to learn something new in the info cloud. Don't want to be late. Welcome to InfoCloud. I'm Carolyn, and this is Ken.
Hello, friends. Do you ever go to a restaurant for breakfast? If you do, do you order eggs with your breakfast?
When you order eggs, the server usually asks you, how do you like your eggs?
And the answer is not well done. That's an answer to the question, how do you like your steak?
That's right. So today, let's learn the options we have for ordering eggs.
Okay, first, there is sunny side up. That's when the egg is cooked on one side only and the yolk is still runny.
Next, my personal favorite, over easy. That's when the egg is cooked mostly on one side and a little on the other side, and the yolk is still runny.
And then there's over hard. The egg in this case is cooked on both sides until the yolk is hard.
If you don't mind peeling the shell, you can order an egg either soft-boiled or hard-boiled. The egg in both cases is boiled in the shell. The yolk is still liquid in a soft-boiled egg, and it's solid in a hard-boiled egg.
And then there's poached. That's when the egg is boiled out of the shell.
Finally, there's scrambled, which needs no explanation.
在美国，如果你去餐厅吃早餐，你想要吃蛋，点餐时必须要说明你要的是什么样的蛋。若是想要吃荷包蛋，你可以点 sunny side up， 字面上是太阳的那一面在上，这是所谓的太阳蛋，也就是只煎一面半生的荷包蛋。如果你嫌 sunny side up 太生了，你可以点 over easy， 也就是两面都要煎，但是蛋黄不要熟的荷包蛋，或是 over hard， 两面都要煎，而蛋黄是全熟的荷包蛋。若是想吃水煮蛋，喜欢吃熟蛋黄的人可以点 hard boiled egg， 喜欢软蛋黄的人可以点 soft boiled egg。另外呢，还有 poached egg， 中文翻成水泼蛋，其实就是水煮的荷包蛋。最后当然还有 scrambled eggs， 炒蛋。这是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次再见。A
classroom is on the air. Welcome back to Studio Classroom. How to reduce stress and start being on time. That's what we're talking about. There are many tips, many ways, many things that can help you.We've already talked about saying no more than saying, sure, I'll do it. Now, what about something else? What else can help you reduce stress? What else can help you start being on time? Well, let's find out right now.
Five little ways to stop being stressed and start being on time. 2.Set aside a few minutes to plan. Look at your day the night before or first thing in the morning. Where do you have to be? And by when? What do you have to do? And how long will each task take? Say you have 3 tasks and 2 meetings that both require a little prep and travel time. Schedule an approximate time for each task.Give yourself some extra padding in case you need longer. Now you have a gorgeous, on-time day ahead with zero schedule-related stress. It can be that simple.
OK, 继续我们看 approximate 这个形容词 P-R-O-X-I-M 这个字根有靠近的意思。所以 approximate 是指大约的、大概的或者是大致的。例如 the approximate arrival time of the flight will be 5:55 a.m. 这个班机预计到达的时间大约在早上5:55。或者是 the approximate fee for staying in a hotel in this area varies from $100 to $200. 住在这附近的旅馆的费用从100美金到200美金左右。它的副词就是字尾加上 ly 变成 approximately。例如 the renovation will take approximately 3 months。这个整修会花大约三个月的时间。最后我们看的是 gorgeous 这个形容词。Gorgeous 是指极其漂亮的或者美丽动人的。例如 What a gorgeous day. I can't wait to go to the beach. 今天的天气超好的。我等不及要去海滩了。或者是 Allison looks gorgeous in that dress. Allison 穿那套洋装好漂亮。或者是 You can enjoy a gorgeous view of the lake from the hotel room. 你可以在旅馆房间欣赏这座湖美丽的风景。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Thank you very much, Michelle. Friends, let's continue. We don't want to get behind schedule. Number two, set aside a few minutes to plan. Okay, so if you want to be more organized, if you want to be on time more, this is a great tip. Set aside some time to plan.
Look at your day the night before or first thing in the morning. Where do you have to be and by when? What do you have to do and how long will each task take? I know that might seem kind of annoying to have to do that, but it actually really does help. It works.
Yes, it does work. And there are different ways that this can help. Say you have three tasks and two meetings that both require a little prep and travel time. Well, now we're getting into the rest of this paragraph with an example, and it starts with the word say. Now, I use the word say to mean pretend. So, another way you could say this is pretend you have three tasks and two meetings that both require a little prep and travel time.
For example, say you want to go to Japan.
Yes.
And you want to go to Korea.
Okay.
But you don't have enough money to go to both places. What are you going to do?
Well, I'm going to imagine that I do have enough money because, after all, I'm just pretending, right? I'm just imagining that I'm going to go to Japan and to Korea. It's not a real situation. I'm just saying, right?
Yeah. Right, right. But I'm helping you to make a decision about something.
Okay.
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 So
yes.
If you don't have enough money and you want to do both of these things, but you have to make a choice, then what?
Then you ask your friends which of these countries is better, and then you go to the better one. Right?
Okay. Okay, Gabe, you got it.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. What would you do? Okay, so when your friend says, say you have this problem, maybe they're asking you for your help. Say, say you have to go to Japan or Korea, what should I do?
Oh, what a big problem, right?
I know.
Such a big decision. Well, actually, I was faced with that decision not too long ago.
Oh, you were?
Yes, because I had a cousin in Korea and a cousin in Japan. And I was thinking, well, I only have this amount of time off, so which place should I go? So that was actually a real example I was sharing.
So your favorite cousin is in Japan because you went to Japan.
Well, the one in Korea left, so I went to Japan.
That makes it easy, too. Okay. Well, let's continue with our lesson here, this situation. Say you need some travel time, some prep time. The next sentence says, schedule an approximate time for each task. That means about how much time you need for each thing. Give yourself some extra padding in case you need longer. Maybe you need a cushion of time. That's also a phrase that we use if you need a padding of time. It's like some comfortable time to have before or after you do something.
For example, our meeting starts at 3 o'clock, but I want to make sure that I arrive at 1. That will give me a cushion of time to find a parking spot, to find exactly where the meeting's going to be held, and then I won't feel stressed about it.
You know, this reminds me of our school activities, or we call them school rallies. Sometimes we complain because we have to leave so early in the morning to get to a school 2 hours before the program starts, because we usually set up in only 20 minutes or so, and then we have a whole hour just to, I don't know, sit backstage and get ready. But it's nice to have that cushion of time to relax before the show.
Or you never know. We have had times where there were technical problems, and we were very happy that we had that cushion of time. Well, last we read, now you have a gorgeous on-time day ahead with zero schedule-related stress. It can be that simple.
So remember, refuse to take on too much and set aside a few minutes to plan ahead. Okay, right now it is time for the SC Challenge.
Hey everyone, today's lesson, as you already know, is all about How to Stop Being Stressed. And today we have Linda here to talk to us about this lesson. Hi, Linda.
Hi, Rebecca. Hi, everyone.
How are you feeling today?
Great. Not stressed.
Great. Not stressed. Do you ever feel stressed out?
Well, you know, when you're a magazine editor, you have a lot of deadlines. So when the deadlines are near and we're a little behind, yes, that's the time I feel a lot of stress.
Okay, well, this is a really good lesson because it will teach us different ways to stop being stressed. So let's see how well you know today's lesson. So friends, as I ask Linda these questions, see if you can answer the questions as well. Number one, what do overscheduled people run the risk of? A, running late. B, missing appointments. C, upsetting people. Or D, getting sick. This is according to the lesson, that is.
Missing appointments.
B, missing appointments. Yes, I do think overscheduled people run the risk of missing appointments, but the correct answer is A, running late.
Well, if you miss appointments, you are running late.
That's true. So I guess it's both. So either answer.
Yes, there you go.
There you go. Okay, next question. What will transform your life according to the lesson? A, eating a good meal. B, scratching something off your agenda. C, traveling to another country. Or D, going to see a movie.
Actually, it would be scratching something off your agenda. However, I wish it were traveling to another country.
I would say that traveling to another country will transform your life, but according to the lesson, you are absolutely right. Scratching something off your agenda. And last question, which of the following is a good reminder, according to the lesson? A, plan lots of events for the day. B, set time aside to plan your day. C, don't wake up too early. Or D, cook as much food as possible.
It would be B.
You
should set aside time to plan things, and then you have more control.
Is that your final answer?
That is my final answer.
Well, that is correct.
Oh, good. Yay for me.
Yay for you, Linda. And yay for you, friends, because I'm sure that you were able to answer these questions correctly. Well, thank you for joining us, and we look forward to seeing you next time on the SC Challenge. Hey, Gabe, what are you doing?
I am looking at Google Maps.
Why are you looking at Google Maps?
I need to be in Gongguan later today.
Uh-huh.
And I'm trying to see how long it's going to take to get there.
Okay.
And sometimes they tell me how much traffic is on the road. That way I can have a cushion of time. I can know when I should leave here.
Hey, look at you, Gabe. You are thinking ahead. Mm-hmm. Well done. This
thanks.
Has been a good lesson for you.
Yeah.
Well, friends, thanks for joining us today. And make sure you come back tomorrow as we continue talking about how to be a high.
Right here on
Studio Classroom.